Now we've got some more news, and this week we're joined by science journalist Mark Peplow, who's got a story about how nuclear weapons can tell us how old things are. Hi Mark, what have you got?
Yeah, this is a story about how fallout from Cold War nuclear tests can help to identify poached ivory. Now, poaching of elephant tusks and rhino horns is a huge problem. It's at an all-time high, according to a report last year, which estimated about 30,000 elephants are being killed each year. But taking tusks for ivory hasn't always been illegal. A global trade ban only came into effect in 1989. So those officials that are policing the ban, when they seize an ivory artefact, they need to know when it was actually taken from the animal. And that's where the fallout comes in. It helps with a particular type of radiocarbon dating. Now, radiocarbon dating relies on measuring carbon-14 in a sample. It's a radioactive isotope with a half-life of about 5,700 years. Normally, it's produced when energetic neutrons hit nitrogen atoms, and these tend to be produced when cosmic rays smash into our atmosphere. So the idea is when a tree is alive, it absorbs carbon dioxide and it's taking in traces of carbon-14 with those molecules. When the tree dies, it stops absorbing the carbon and the radioactivity slowly dies away. So measuring where a piece of wood is on that decay curve allows you to calculate its age. And for samples less than 10,000 years, you can get an accuracy of, say, within a few decades.
So how does the ivory come into this?
Well, when you're normally doing carbon dating, you need various fiddle factors in there to account for human activity skewing carbon-14 concentrations. And one of the biggest ways that we've skewed carbon-14 concentrations is with nuclear bomb tests in the 1950s and 60s. It threw so many hot neutrons into the atmosphere that they all smashed into nitrogen atoms, produced loads of extra carbon-14, practically doubled the amount in the atmosphere. So you have to account for that. But the thing is, in principle, you can actually get really accurate dates on relatively recent material by doing radiocarbon dating from that bomb curve itself. So you're not looking at the overall time over thousands of years. You're just looking at that extra stuff that we put into the atmosphere in the 50s and 60s.
We talked about this a few weeks ago because Kirsty Spalding, who is a researcher at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, has been using this same technique to carbon date brain cells and has proved that throughout adult life you're giving birth to new nerve cells in certain parts of the brain, because she can date a brain cell to within 1.5 years.
This is the same idea, really, and it's the same sort of accuracy. Researchers led by Kevin Uno at Columbia University took 29 samples of hippos' teeth, elephants' tusks and hair that were collected on known dates between 1905 and 2008 in Africa, and they measured the amount of carbon-14 in them, calibrated them against the detailed measurements of carbon-14 that have been made since those bomb tests, and that allowed them to date any tissues formed after the tests to within a year or so, in some cases within 4 months. Now, this is going to be a valuable addition, they say, to a suite of tools that people now have for wildlife forensics, such as DNA analysis, which is helping to pinpoint where and when a piece of ivory was actually taken. And it should also provide valuable evidence to shore up prosecutions in this area as well.
Mark, thank you.